go down to Pennsylvania, where climate is wreaking havoc in parts of New York State and Pennsylvania. 130,000 people have been forced to leave their homes and flee to safety. Much of the flooding is due to Tropical Storm Lee. It's caused 11 deaths in the Susquehanna River Valley. Half of the evacuations have been in the northeastern town of Wilkes-Barre, and we're joined now by Mayor Thomas Layton of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And Mayor, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, Irene barreled through 11 or 12 days ago. Did you see this coming from Tropical Storm Lee?
Well, we actually been watching the weather, and unfortunately, yes, we did see it coming, and we're looking at some other storms coming next week. So we've been preparing for another storm, and hopefully we won't get next week's storm, but we weren't surprised by this one.
And the issue, Mayor, is that the saturation that began with the Hurricane Irene has been compounded by the rains, significant rains from Tropical Storm Lee, correct?
That is correct. We've had torrential downpours over the last 3 days, which really increased the levels of the river and the creeks going through Wilkes-Barre, which really gave us a lot of concern. And that's why we started preparing earlier in the week, and we were prepared to evacuate our people, and everything went smoothly.
And Thomas Layton, Mayor of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, any idea when people can return to their homes?
Well, the river just crested during the night, so now we have to be concerned as the river recedes that the dike is still intact and that we have no problems with the levee system. We're also monitoring the creeks. We have a lot of flooding in the creek area, so it's going to be a day-by-day situation, but I could say they won't be back today.
That's Thomas Layton, Mayor of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Mary Wilson, State Capitol Reporter for WITF and Pennsylvania Public Radio in Harrisburg. State officials have a significant set of tasks before them, evaluating the kinds of structures that Mayor Layton has talked about, and also figuring out who gets aid and where the disaster areas are.
That's absolutely right. The president has declared a state emergency in counties hit by flood damage, so that means those counties will be able to get federal aid. But the Governor Tom Corbett said last night he's assembling his cabinet again today after a full cabinet meeting yesterday to assess the damage and find out, think prospectively about what they'll have to do to clean up when the floodwaters recede.
What are some of the stories that you've heard of people who've had to flee, how swiftly this came upon them? Certainly, Mayor Layton said that he was expecting the weather to cause havoc with Tropical Storm Lee, but we've still heard some amazing stories. Mary?
To a shelter yesterday, met some people who were living in towns evacuated very early on Wednesday near Swatara Creek here, which started to flood faster than the Susquehanna River even. These people had, you know, they woke up, knocked on the door, fire department at their door, and said, "You have 5 minutes to get your stuff and get out." I spoke to one woman who said, "You know, I'm a computer programmer. I just lost thousands of dollars worth of stuff on my computer. It's underwater. There's 3 feet of water in our house."
Wow.
And they said theirs were not the worst stories they heard.
And this is the voice of one of the people that you spoke with. Listen.
We were actually out there today. I actually swam out to get a few belongings. There's a baby that needed clothing, and the water was over my head, and I'm 5'9".
Who's that, Mary, and what's her story?
That's Jen Hedis. She's the computer programmer I spoke to. She and her husband were sitting outside with a lot of people outside the shelter in Harrisburg, a lot of people having a smoke out there and sharing in some gallows humor. Kind of said, you know, no use in being too pessimistic about things. One of the things they did mention is that, you know, people had canceled their homeowners insurance because they couldn't afford it on top of all their other bills, and those people are just out of luck.
Nothing funny about that, but that gallows humor you talked about comes from, actually, I gather the spouse of Jennifer Hedis, who you spoke with. This is David Hedis.
What are you going to do? Protest Mother Nature? Where are you going to get with that? Say, live with it, deal with it, move on, try to make the best of it, help the other people around you that are in the same situation, just be done with it.
That's David Hedis, one of the people that Mary Wilson, State Capitol Reporter for WITF and Pennsylvania Public Radio, spoke with in the wake of all of this flooding. Mayor Thomas Layton, how are you moving on?
Again, now today will be an hour-by-hour situation, watching the river recede and checking again on the neighborhoods that have been flooded. We had neighborhoods flooded that have never been flooded before because of the rapid rise in the river and the creeks backing up into their yards and into their basements. So today will be a day of really going neighborhood by neighborhood and seeing the extent of the damage.
And you're the mayor of Wilkes-Barre. There are other towns that are in the emergency zone. Are you in touch with state officials about the kind of help that you're going to need?
Yes, I've been in touch. I spoke with the governor late Wednesday evening, early Thursday morning. I've been in touch with Senator Robert Casey, United States Senator. I'll be meeting him in about an hour, along with our state senator and our state representative. So they're all in touch. I've been in touch with them, and we're hoping to do a tour today or tomorrow with each of them.
That's Mayor Thomas Layton of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, really one of the centers of the flooding in New York and Pennsylvania that have forced 130,000 people to leave their homes, half of them in the community of Wilkes-Barre. Mary Wilson, before we go, has all of this complicated, you know, we should remind people that Pennsylvania is a part of the 10th anniversary of September 11th. The area out there is, you know, one of the sites, including the Pentagon and the Ground Zero here in New York City. Has that affected things?
Absolutely. I just read that the turnpike is open again, but for a while it was looking like, you know, that's a big way people are going to get to the Flight 93 site out in Shanksville and Somerset County. The turnpike's back open in this area. I'm not sure if it's going to be open all the way out to Pittsburgh, but that's an issue. Also an issue is the Penn State-Alabama matchup at Beaver Stadium.
How is that going to be a part of this?
Well, people are going to be headed to State College, to the University Park campus, to see that game. A lot of traffic, a lot of traffic on the weekends. That Governor Corbett has urged everybody to stay off the road if they don't need to be there. So we'll have to wait and see.
All right. Well, the commemorations of 9/11, part of the communities of Pennsylvania will be joining Americans around the country, looking back at the situation in 9/11. Of course, the complex weather situation there in Pennsylvania with all the evacuations. Mary Wilson, thanks so much. Mary Wilson, State Capitol reporter for WITF and Pennsylvania Public Radio, part of our reporting on the flooding in communities in New York State and Pennsylvania. We also spoke with Thomas Layton, the mayor of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Good luck to both of you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.